What did you think of your team in the first there? It seemed like there was some rust after a long break, but snapped out of it there.
I thought it was exactly that. I thought we looked like a team that had 8 days off. Lots of rust to our game. We knew we were going to have some bumps along the way there to start with the layoff, but I thought overall as the game progressed, we got a little better with regards to that.
Big homestand starting, especially against a team like Iowa that struggled. Do you really feel that, I don't want to say pressure, but like that you need these wins to start off well?
Well, I think these are big games. Obviously, all of our games are huge with regards to where we sit in the standings. You know, I look at Iowa there. You know, when I look at where they sit, they're not far off where we are. So we don't take them as a team that is an easy night for us. We know that we have some really tough opponents coming in after here with Grand Rapids, Toronto, and Lake Erie. But right now for this group, it's about making sure again, and it's cliche, but it's focusing on the next game in front of us. And I thought we did a good job coming back refreshed after that break and getting the 2 points here.
What's your power play having some effectiveness done for your overall 5-on-5 play and taking some pressure off that when you have the weapon that you have with your power play?
Well, everybody knows special teams are a huge part of having success, and to be able to capitalize on those chances where you know, a month and a half ago we were struggling with that, to now be able to get those goals and the offensive-minded guys in those situations, build confidence and not have the frustration that was taking place before. It's a big part of trying to have success. So it was real good tonight. Mark Morrison does a real good job with those units there, keeping them aware of what the opposition is trying to do. And overall, when you look at the American Hockey League and the changeover that you have night in, night out with players going between Winnipeg and ourselves to try to fit in different pieces when those call-ups take place, it's come together nicely.
Did that give you the spark today, the power play? I mean, you were lethargic and then you got going.
Yeah, I thought it did, Tim. I thought, like I said, the start was had some rust in it, but we were able to get those power play goals, especially the 5-on-3. If you don't score on those, usually there's a little bit of a recoil that takes place there where you're now chasing the game. But those were big, those were huge goals for us in the game, obviously.
When you have a power play that works, do you sense that it forces other teams, even on 5-on-5, to not take chances, take possible penalties there? To sort of back off a little bit?
Yeah, I think so, Patrick. I wouldn't categorize our power play in that category yet, where other teams, it's one of their keys going to the game to make sure they don't take penalties against us. But just our play as a group and the way that we feel about ourselves on the power play, it's nice to be able to build something there.
Did Comrie hold you there in the first period there when you started to get your legs under you?
Yeah, I thought he did. I thought Eric was very strong back there. He gave us some key saves when there were breakdowns. And at the end, again, they had some real good pressure coming on, and he made some key saves for us.